I have to take notes.
The meeting of Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time is 7:45. I'd like to make a motion, please, to have Mrs. Rachel McLaughlin be the scribe for this evening's meeting. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? McLaughlin, congratulations.
Add it to my resume.
In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Public Open Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided on May 26, 2017. Facts in the three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Posting on the district website, main bulletin board, in the administrative offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, facts to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mrs. McLaughlin, could you please do a roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. Demmerly?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh? Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. Olowski?
Here.
Mrs. Rudagata? Is that your last name?
Yes.
Here.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Present.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Can you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Olowski, can you please be the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor for our public comment section on agenda items only. This section is for agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 9322 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. We will gather all the questions asked at the podium this evening and answer them at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
We're here.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I just want to say I was really disappointed to hear that we were losing our super after 1 year. And also wondering if with this next, the superintendent search we're going to be putting in, I know you guys put a lot of time and effort into it, if either in the super's contract or in the contract of the company we've used to find them, is there any sort of, like, if someone leaves after a certain amount of time due to something that's maybe not a personal emergency or family emergency type deal, is there anything that we can include in that, in those contracts, or is it sort of just we're stuck with whatever and not how that happens?
Thanks.
What is she saying? I don't understand what she's saying.
Anyone else like to address the board this evening? Seeing none, I close the floor then for public comment section. Did you go to the doctor?
Oh, consequences?
Yeah. Do you know how to someone can let Maria McHugh in? Can you let Maria McHugh in? Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bear Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:46 et sec requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer, employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employees' privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority 124 NJ 478, the employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is personnel. And whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may be a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 1 hour and 20 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now therefore be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above said reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that this discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such a time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Formal action will not be taken. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Ms. Vandroff? Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Alyssa, and then. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are in executive session. Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting?
Motion.
Alyssa? Second.
Second.
Sue, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is reconvened. I'm now looking for a motion, please, to adjourn this meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Who's the motion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting adjourned.
Who are you granting?